It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Glad to welcome back our friends, Frightened Rabbit. Welcome back to KCSN, veterans.
Yeah, I know.
Old hat.
You are veterans. Yeah.
Still couldn't find it, though.
You still couldn't find it, I know. And it troubled me deeply. Because we know from the last experience, we get you to the info booth.
That's the key.
And then...
But we couldn't find the info booth.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That was the problem.
We failed you even on the first part. Well, but you're here now, and it's great to have you back. You know, Pedestrian Verse, I can never really get a firm handle on, is this the actual fourth record, or is it...
We call it the fourth.
It is the fourth. Now,
yeah,
there's a couple of EPs.
Yeah, there are EPs. You know, by the time we're done promoting this record, we'll actually have done what amounts to two albums for the label. But we've done a couple of EPs. We have another one coming out, I think, in a couple of months. So yeah, we've been writing a lot of songs. So we'll call it album number four. Item number seven.
There. Yeah, like see, now that's exactly right. What I needed to get a firm handle. Thank you.
All right.
Now I can catalog everything effectively in my mind. But it does speak to, on that front, and I've seen it happen in a lot with bands, where because they do want to have a more prolific output, just because muse is striking and they want to write and create, but I think part of it also is they want to have a more continual connection with their fans.
Yeah.
So they, rather than wait for a full album, they put out EPs.
This is it. There doesn't need to be that standard gap. And I think you're right. It's I just like to keep people interested, you know, because otherwise it would, you know, we're obviously touring a lot and people can see that we're doing that. But then, you know, that doesn't say a lot about what we're, you know, how we're making music now. That's music that we made almost 2 years ago now, or even, you know, further down the line. So yeah, no, it's important to us to, you know, stay fresh on it as well, you know.
That's not how it used to be done.
Right.
There was the big gap. Records just came out when they were done.
The Beatles had five albums in two years.
You know, yeah. Look at the discography of people in that era, and it's three albums a year, which, you know, we need some material for the greatest hits record, don't we? So, you know.
Well, but we'll
need hits first.
The greatest items. greatest items.
I think we just named it.
Greatest. That's not saying great. Oh, okay, never mind.
All right, yeah.
Great items. Great items will be the title of whatever this record.
Mark my words, it will. Yeah.
Closed with no sails. I'm soaking. I'm weathered by the winter of mixed drinks. I'm a dancing or I'm a simply spinning my own grief. You're asking me two steps. I'm safe. Living colorless, living color. I can see the paint in your toes. Gone by, I was weak, I was paler than a pine box that holds bones. She poked the iris, then she pierced a hole and watched the color rush forth. Morning Madonna held my head in warm hands with pink nails. Mopped the mouth and whispered that the sickness would go away. Living color. I know, living colorless. hand with a rapid eye. By dear hope to rapidly die, have my organs laid on ice. Wait for somebody that would treat them right. As the night started swallowing, you pulled the blood to my blue lip. Forced the life through still veins, filled my heart with red again. Living color, living color, I can see the pain in your toes. Living color, living, and even in the blackout, I know. Living color, living color, I can see the pain in your toes. Living color, living, even as I black out, I know.
The imagery of the songs from day one always have, you know, a big rock, a grandeur to them. Even when you're writing about, you know, the commonplace, the minor parts of people's lives, it seems like you want to attack everything you see with a passion.
I love elevating those small moments to something grand. I've always enjoyed, I guess, a juxtaposition between the content and the music, in that we actually write, you know, musically quite sort of uplifting, joyful songs.
Anthemic.
But then the content is, you know, is often opposed to that. You know, it's about being isolated, or it's about, you know, losing something, or, you know, just feeling incredibly depressed. And I like just pairing those two, because it sets, and these are small things that happen in everyone's lives. And I think if you elevate them to that, then there's just like this unification of the audience as well. So, no, I've always got a kick out of pairing two opposing sides of my own character anyway, you know, because I love being uplifted, but I also really enjoy wallowing.
Well, and let's face it, it's not always the big events in people's lives that are the straw that breaks the proverbial camel's back. And it is some little frustration that is the moment in which everything goes to hell.
Well, the song, you know, with like playing Late March, Death March, is a song about an argument on the way home at night from a bar. Seems inconsequential. Now, if you have enough death marches, then it's pretty catastrophic. So, yeah, but, you know, everyone, like I say, that's the same thing. Everyone's had one. And I just like to, I enjoy going, you know, talking about things that are pretty common, and but using imagery to describe them that maybe hasn't been used in that context before.
Cursed in church again, and the hand claps all fell quiet. I watched the statue of Eucharist, and the candle is blown. So we start the black march home through a stale and silent night. There's a funeral in your eyes, and a drunk priest at your side. Staggering sermons never wash. There's no reproach from a lit touch paper. Both got stubborn, motto in broken bones. Can we just get home to sleep this off? Throw some sorries and then do it all again. While falling arms clutch homicide, it is out and the river's high. In this march, death march, march, death march. Ooh. There isn't a God, so I see my breath be silence for the road ahead. And it's march, death, march, march, death, march. I went too far. And as we walk through an hour-long pregnant pause, no grain of truce can be born. My bridges burn, and perhaps we'll surely learn that it was arson all along. Can we just get home? We'll sleep this off. We'll throw some sorries and then do it all again. Well, like Bulwer said, less heart and more head. So unfurl that brow, unplant those seeds of doubt. Oh, folded arms clutch homicide. The bridge is out and the river's high. In this march, death, march, march, death, march. There isn't a God, so I see my breath be silenced for the road ahead. In this march, death, march, march, death, march. Dead balloons and withered flowers. Sorry, cannot see them now. In this march, death, march, march, death, march. I went too far.
Just say the words two brothers in a band and we'll let everybody conjure up how we know how that works out through the rock history. Yeah, sometimes I guess it can be mellow. I haven't saw it yet.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Like, we're doing our right mellow today. Occasions. Yeah. Yeah.
But I imagine there's a part, and again, I'm just speculating, there's a part where as you gain respect and trust and confidence in each other as a band, you want to share and be inclusive in that approach. But it's got to be, if you were the original guy writing the songs, there's got to be a little bit of like, okay.
Well, that comes in when the thing that I have to do is not to form things too fully in my head before you know, I reach out to the band, because that's disastrous. Because if I come to Grant with a song for which I've already kind of conceived some sort of drum part, because I've had a day to think about it, then he's not, until he gets there, then it's just not going to quite. So the key is to just throw things out as soon as they're done. And I don't have any preconceived notion of what it is, and I want to be surprised. And like you say, I trust everyone's musical instincts. But I just need to have mine battered out of me sometimes, because you know I'm not always right.
But there's still said it. Essentially, yeah, you said it. Yeah, they'll probably edit that bit out, though.
Yeah,
it has been opened up to the rest of the band, but I think one thing it's important that you still keep that thread through the music, that it's Scott. You know, lyrically, it's all Scott, and it, you know, it, the seed of the song is still, you know, comes from Scott, and I think it's important that stays the same. I mean, even though, you know, we're saying that we've learnt from our mistakes and things like that, there's still no way, right or wrong way to do any of it, you know.
Well, there's still mistakes to be made, man.
Well, there are still fights to happen, you know.
Yeah.
But if you can laugh about it and you can accept that is a step towards, we'll make this up because we've done it now.
I remember one fantastic
time.
We can
let some of it go.
I know.
No, I remember one great time where we were
doing some working on some stuff, demos at home, at our parents' home. I don't know why we were both there, but
well, that, for that reason.
to do that. Okay, right. So we were down.
Oh, so the parents might intercede and break up any fights.
Well, no, it was the only one afternoon.
It was the only place that we could get that was big enough to house a guitar and a drum kit that wasn't gonna. They weren't gonna charge us.
Okay.
So that was why we went down.
So
there.
One afternoon, the argument got particularly heated, and then for the rest of that day, we spoke to each other through our mum. And I'm like almost 30. And he's 25 or something, and this is too late in life to be doing this. It's like, well, tell him, why don't you tell him that if he wasn't such a baby, then he might get some work done.
Mum, I told Mum to tell Scott I was leaving the band. That was it.
This is great.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Didn't pass that over one particular one song. Which
one part of one song, I'm sure.
Exactly, yeah.
It was the whole song, and it wasn't until we got to recording it properly in the studio that we went, oh, that's why we had that huge fight. we were thinking of the song in a completely different
time signature.
Not time signature, just like one beat ahead. And it wasn't until
all
we got
it took
into
was
the
one beat.
That was it.
And see what I mean? And all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, beats lead to beatings.
Beats lead to beatings. Well, there's another album title.
Hospital birth, the most threadbare, tall story the country's ever heard. She brought home to breathe smoke in the arms of her mother, the blunt kitchen knife, who just lays in a submissive position beneath the national weight and the slow arc of a fist. Her heart beats like a breeze block thrown down the stairs. Her blood is thicker than concrete. Forced to be brave, she was born into a accustomed to hearing that she could never run far. A slipped disc in the spine of community, a bloody curse word and a pedestrian verse. Spirits in graveyards and fingers in car parks, she cries in the high street just to be heard. A screaming anchor for nothing in particular, at the foot of it, dragging her heels in the dirt. Her heart beats like a breeze block thrown down the stairs. Her blood is thicker than concrete. Forced to be brave, she was born into a grave. The cheek of youth flashed red and turned grey. Now she lies on the pavement, she's held to her feet. All thighs hid in magpie handbags, Saturday's uniform for the parade. She's brought home to keep warm in the arms of a plumber, and he's ruddy and balding. He just needs a spine to dig into, a chest for the head and a hand for the holding. Her heart beats like a breeze blowing thrown down the stairs. Her blood is thicker than concrete. Forced to be brave, she was. Ah, she was. Heart beats like a breeze block thrown down the stairs. Her skin is thicker than concrete, forced to be brave. She was, ah, she was a broken elevator anthem held between floors. But if blood is thicker than concrete, all is all is.
Well, speaking of the opportunity for more fans here in Los Angeles to witness Frightened Rabbit in concert, we're excited that you're going to be coming back to the Avalon on October 1st. We have plenty of time. See, back to what you were saying before, we now in Los Angeles can invoke the setup of, hey, everyone, even though tickets are going on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, Friday, August 2nd. The show is October 1st at the Avalon, so we have time to get them ready for that.
Do go.
Tickets are selling fast.
Yeah, already. But this is,
that's our job. We've got to do that. We'll do that kind of hype.
That's
you
a new
guys
venue to me.
About that.
We've not played the Avalon before. Have you been?
It's a great
hall.
It's
a good one. Okay,
and you're gonna have see what I like about the idea of this is, you know, we've been involved now on this album a couple of times already, and you know, while we joke about it, we are gonna have an opportunity now to continue to with our listeners build a relationship and an awareness of and an anticipation for that next show, and that's a good thing. You know, we're all working together to turn people on to music we love. You know, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember last time we were here, you were saying you're like, this is the least snobby station in the whole city.
We try to
be. And that's good. You don't. It doesn't. You know, you'll put a Frightened Rabbit song next to an old Neil Young song.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Like that's the kind of people we would like to work with.
Well,
as well,
we're just trying to. You know, we're like you. We're fans.
Thanks for supporting.
You know, it's a fan attitude. Yeah. It's a fan attitude. Everybody likes. It's amazing how I can talk to every single person in an audience and they'll say, oh, I like a lot of variety and I don't just like one thing. I like this and I like that. But some people have gotten conditioned to radio. Well, no. You can't have that and that. I go, but wait, didn't you just say you like this and that? Yeah, but not radio. Yeah. That's me. That's my taste. It's like, why can't radio be
the
like
same thing
your taste?
Is it okay?
I know.
More like the real world.
I agree.
Yeah.
But, well, you know. We agree, and that's why we're kindred spirits and fans of Frightened Rabbit, and we're glad you're here. We always welcome you back, and we will welcome you back, as you know, before
next time. Though we'll know where the info desk is. We'll definitely know.
And so I bet you'll have another EP.
We'll have more music.
Yeah.
New songs.
So we will now literally start having, we're going to have you guys etch little growth spurts wall, like you have probably at home. We'll say Frightened Rabbit here and now here and here. So
item
every time
number
you come,
eight.
We'll do another. Item eight, check.
Look out for item
stores soon.
That's what we should call it. The item 8 EP.
Well, feel free. Run with it. We'll play it.
Excellent.
It's 88.5 KCSN with Frightened Rabbit.